Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio, we'll discuss bathos. B-A-T-H-O-S. Bathos. So, what is bathos? Now, bathos can be defined as an unsuccessful and ludicrous attempt to portray pathos. Pathos with a P-A-T-H-O-S in literature or any form of art. And there is a very famous work by Alexander Pope with the title Peribathos or The Art of Sinking in Poetry. Okay, Peribathos or The Art of Sinking in Poetry. This is a short essay this was published in 1728. And Alexander Pope introduced this term, bathos, to mean a failed attempt at sublimity. Matlab, if you read Longinus's work on the sublime, matlab, uska jo real mein Greek mein title hai, that is called Perihupsos. Perihupsos is the title in Greek. And we read it in translation, on the sublime. So, this is the translation. So, what Alexander Pope does is uses the term peribathos just to parody perihupsos. Matlab sublimity ko parody karne ke liye, he uses peribathos. So, what he actually means is a failed attempt to create sublimity or a failed attempt to portray pathos. And how is bathos created? Now, bathos may result from a inappropriately dignified treatment of the commonplace when some elevated language is used to describe something trivial. And the aim of Alexander Pope in writing this essay was to ridicule his contemporary poets, means poets of his times, for the bad quality of poetry which they wrote. And bathos is at times related to anticlimax, but it is not the same as anticlimax. And bathos is generally thought to be unintended. Matlab, kisi writer ka intention nahi tha, but phir bhi, by mistake, kuch aise phrases use kar diye which seem to make the poem or a particular line ridiculous. So, when a poet tries to evoke pity or sympathy or sorrow for whatever subject the poet is talking about, when the poet tries to do that, and instead of successfully doing it through the use of proper words, the poet by mistake sometimes writes something which make the entire description ridiculous or trivial. So that is what bathos is. And it is related to anticlimax, but different from anticlimax in the sense that anticlimax is something intended. वो intentionally करते हैं. ये जो है, bathos unintentionally हो जाता है. For example, there is a poem by William Wordsworth called Simon Lee. Simon Lee is the name of the poem, in which Wordsworth attempts to arouse pity for the old huntsman. But करते करते, you know, his basic purpose is defeated because he ends up doing something different. I'll read out the lines. Okay, quote, few months of life has he in store, as he to you will tell, for still the more he works, the more do his weak ankles swell, unquote. So, what happens is, instead of the poet being successful at evoking our pity for the character in the poem, the description sounds ridiculous and somewhat trivial and somewhat comic. So, this is what bathos is.